And we are back. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Had to wait for Tommy to wrap things up here before he turned things back on. Nothing like using up all the bumper music. Usually it's me that pushes it to the very edge of that bumper music. Always fun to hear about stuff that's happening over there at the Hagen House. Looking forward to a fantastic 4th of July this year. For those people that are looking at that, the 4th of July this year actually falls on a Thursday, but we're still going to have a heck of a parade, I understand.
It's going to be fun. 11 a.m., County Road 703. Show up with a lawn chair, and y'all promise you'll have fun.
Plan on that. So we need to shift gears and talk about everything that's going on in the world of Master Gardeners, and we've sort of teased this a little bit. Seal, Tommy's been banned from buying anything, I understand, over at the plant sale.
Well, Master Gardeners cannot buy plants at the plant sale.
Gotcha.
We have a swap among our own a month later. No, we don't let Master Gardeners buy any plants because there wouldn't be anything left.
I see how it is.
That is what we do. But come to the plant sale.
Yes.
My goodness gracious, there's all kinds of things there. It's a fun event.
Mm-hmm.
The doors open at 9, and we don't let you buy any plants before then.
Right.
But you best get in line early.
Yep.
We have had people show up at 7 and 7:30, and certainly by 8 you ought to be in line.
Tommy, I arrived last year, I think it was 7:55 when I rolled into the fairgrounds, and we already had 75 people in line.
Oh, my word. Every bit of that, without a doubt.
Tell you what's funny is to walk down the line about 50 people, and I'll walk down there and I'll say, well, I'm sorry, folks, but the ones behind me are not going to be able to get in today. And boy, the looks I get are like, oh.
That's not true. I think that young lady maybe been 8. I don't think she was 10 years old. When you said that to her last year, she was ready to come to blows with me. She was not happy.
What are you talking about, old man?
I was thinking about this, and I didn't know how to put this in the grand scheme of things. It's got to be really close to which is the bigger event for you guys of the year, whether it is the seminar or the plant sale. You both draw about 300 people, all those.
Yes, we do. All right. And they're both different events.
Oh, completely different events.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Without a doubt. And they're both fun events.
Uh-huh.
The plant sale, though, is predominantly all local folks.
Right.
All right. We're getting people from the community. With the seminar, we get people from all over the state, from Missouri. We actually had somebody from Louisiana come to it this past year.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Okay. But the plant sale's a great event. There's all kinds of things. These are all things from Master Gardener's yards.
Mm-hmm.
We don't buy anything that we sell.
Right.
Now, some people will raise some vegetables and things and grow them and share them type of thing.
Okay.
So we generally have some peppers and tomatoes and maybe some squash or whatever.
Short,
a little bit
quantities.
Of herbs are there, okay? And you just don't know what you're going to see when you come there.
Yep.
All right? There's new people getting greenhouses all the time.
So
we have all kinds of different things coming in.
Yep.
We have perennials. We have annuals.
Mm-hmm.
We have bulbs. We have grasses. We have corms.
Yep.
You just don't know what's going to be
and
there.
And a couple small trees even the last couple of years,
Sometimes we have some of that. It just depends what people have going, what volunteers in their yard, what needs to be split.
Yep.
I have something called a Pearly Everlasting coming this year, which I've never shared before.
Okay.
And I should have shared it because I have a lot of it.
Okay.
But it's a great little plant, little button white flowers, and they're great for dried flowers, and I actually generally use them in my Christmas arrangements when I'm decorating around the house.
There you go.
But all kinds of different things there. What can I say? Come early.
Yes.
It's a Lamaze start. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
Everybody has a fun time.
Yes.
Grab what you see. If you like something, grab it.
Grab it. Set it off to the side.
We have an area that we will hold it for
you.
We have people that'll help you take it to your cars.
Right.
We have boxes to put your stuff in if you don't bring anything. You want to bring a wagon with you? Bring it.
I would recommend it.
A lot of people do, and it's a good way to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But everything is limited quantity.
Yes.
So when things are gone, they're gone. If you decide you don't want something, you can always put it back. I assure you somebody will buy it.
Yep.
We generally are done, cleaned out to bare floors by no later than 10:30.
Yeah, and that's being generous there.
Yes, it is. By 10 o'clock, there's not much left. We've had people show up at 10 and said, is this all you have? And he says, well, this is all we have now.
Seminar year, you started, I believe, the seminar at 11 o'clock, and we were concerned about things might possibly be overlapping. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, things were completely cleared out, and you were thinking, what are we going to do for the next hour?
Absolutely.
So it is going to go quickly.
Right.
Tommy, I want to talk with you really quickly. We had a venue change recently, and I say recently, a few years ago. They moved you guys outdoors to the livestock area for this event, and I think that was the best thing possible.
It was a COVID deal, and it was the best thing. We had been inside in the education building, and next thing we knew, we're out there in the barn. And I kind of went fighting. I didn't know. I don't know how this is going to work out.
Right.
But it's the best thing since
sliced
bread.
Yes, sir.
And the people walk in there. They go way down, you know, one big long aisle, and then they come back more. It just it's much handier. It's just, and again, we've been blessed with pretty good weather. But it's a great way to shop.
Yep.
People, I think... Seal, I think, will agree. Most everybody loves it, and you're under cover. I mean, we're
yep.
still covered by the barns and all that, and we keep it. It's clean, it's nice, but it's just a good way to shop. And we have plants on both sides of the aisle,
yes.
So you can, like Seal said, you can look and see. And again, don't, guys. I know we keep saying this, but I'm telling you, this is not an event you want to show up late to. I've had people come up to me, and they're looking at me like, you're a crazy old man. But I'm telling you, if you get there early, we've got great, great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
If you get there late, you're out of luck. So anyway.
Tommy, maybe thinking outside of the box here a little bit, maybe take a picture of that early and then take a picture at the end of things and just show people how quickly it happens.
That's a good idea. But
yeah, we need to put that on.
I used to call it
in the
education building.
Yep.
I could stand up high and take pictures
of
people, and I called it combat shopping. And anyway, it was, I mean, if it's like Seal said, if you see something you want, pick it up. If you want to, if you change your mind later, you can put it down.
Right.
I guarantee you'll be picked back up. But we sell out. I mean, this is the cleanup takes about 2 minutes.
There's not much left.
Well, I was going to say, the cleanup just basically picking up all the pots and the boards you guys put out there to display stuff in.
The big thing is putting the tables down.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
And we start to take them down as soon as they are
empty. As they're cleared, you guys are working.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
And we'll tell people we only take check or cash at this event.
Right. Very important, yes.
We're going to try a credit card this year, but I don't know if the internet's going to be far
don't
enough
plan,
to
yeah,
get.
Don't plan
so
on
don't
a credit
plan
card purchase
on it.
This year. This is going to be an experiment.
Right. So right now, bring a check.
Mm-hmm.
We will take personal checks.
All right.
We have not gotten burned yet on that.
Fantastic.
So absolutely, we will take your check if that's what you prefer to do. If you prefer cash and you run out of money, we'll hold them as long as you come back within 15 minutes.
Exactly.
Type of thing.
Yep. I had somebody ask me the other day, and you guys have sort of answered it, what all do we have at this sale? And it is such a wide variety of things. You really can't encapsulate it, but basically anything that grows here in this area and is successful that the master gardeners are involved with, you're going to find out there at this sale.
Well, you remember, we're pulling it from our own yards.
Right.
All right, so you know it's going to do well here, and it's going to do well enough where we've had to split it. Now, does that mean it's invasive? No, it's not invasive, but it is something that is going to spread.
Yes.
That's why we have extra.
Right.
So you got to have a little room for this stuff, but there's no big deal doing that. You can share it with friends. You can pull it out and put it in the compost if need be. All right. But there will definitely be hostas, there'll definitely be daylilies, there'll definitely be coneflowers, and there'll be unusual things as well. So,
do you have to set the hostas in a special security area so Tommy doesn't blast
them? Now you get personal. He tries.
He tries.
They just won't let me shop, folks. They won't let me shop.
We're having a lot of fun. Tommy has a beautiful, beautiful place. If you've never seen his yard, you need to just drive on down 703 and check it out just to see what he's got there. Some beautiful stuff there. These plants, though, we do know that they're going to succeed. Sometimes we do have to make sure we follow the usage instructions. Everything that's there, they'll be able to look up on the internet and find out, hey, this is what we need to do.
They'll also have a tag with each plant.
Okay.
And the tag tells them the name.
Uh-huh.
And if we have it, if we know the exact variety, we'll give you the common and the Latin name.
Okay.
It'll tell you the lighting requirements, the soil requirements, all right, watering, all those things. And there'll be a comment if there's something special, like we just talked about the Pearly Everlasting, makes a good dried flower. That's something that'll be on the tag.
Uh-huh.
And the name of the master gardener is generally on the tag as well.
Gotcha. See, I've been too busy looking at the plants. I've never noticed the tags.
Oh, no. The tags are definitely, we require the same type tag with the information on there.
Fantastic.
For everything.
That's
so
great.
Absolutely. I've put in there some raspberry wine Menard. I don't think I'll have any of that this year.
Okay.
I've got some Solomon Seal from my yard.
Wow.
All right. I've got some Heucheras. Mm-hmm. We generally have a good supply of those.
Okay.
All right. They're a wonderful flower, blooming early.
Yes.
I mean, we have those generally as cut flowers at the seminar. That's how early they bloom.
Okay.
All right. You'll see daffodil bulbs. You'll see Tommy's favorite, the naked lady.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
So we will have those there as well. So those are things I know will be there.
Right.
But I have to tell you, there was one year somebody had some upstart Japanese maple little trees there.
Yeah.
And we were all jealous because everybody wanted. That's something
wow.
I could have auctioned.
Like, I bet you, you know, Tommy's probably not going to be doing much during those events. If you need to have a little side auction, he might be able to work that. Just saying.
So there's another lady that loves the Japanese red maples as much as I do, and we fight over those things. But anyway, that's my favorite.
She has 20 Japanese maples.
Wow.
In her new email address is 20 Japanese maples.
Oh, okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing
beautiful
wrong with that.
Too. I actually drove by the other. Anyway,
it's beautiful.
My yard's pretty nice looking, but hers is
wonderful.
It is.
It's absolutely stunning.
Well, we are looking forward to a lot of fun, and we said that we're telling everybody it starts at 9 o'clock. Get there early. 8 o'clock in the morning is probably about the time you want to arrive there. You're going to stand around and visit. The cool thing about it, if you get there early, you can save your place in line and sort of preview the shopping area. Saw a few
Not
folks.
Really.
Well, you leave the place. They did it last year. They'd leave a placeholder in line, and you'd watch somebody walk out along the side of the building and sort of check things out and walk on back.
It's really hard to see
it
much
is,
there.
Well,
but
yes.
I will tell you, waiting in line is not an ordeal.
No.
And everyone seems to have a great time.
The floor show.
Yes.
It's because of the floor show.
Scott and Tommy entertain them.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. All right. Everyone has a good time visiting. We see old friends, and you'll see old friends there.
Yep.
And there's people that come every year we say hey to, you know.
Yep.
So it's a fun time to come.
Yes.
And then when you're done, if you buy one too many plants, you can take that extra plant over to the library and swap it out for something else.
Yes.
So it's a gardening day in Mountain Home.
Yep. Well, and the library has done a great job coming up in support of you guys. And I love the fact we're having both of those events on the same day. And like you said, if you get something here and you maybe don't know what to do with it, or you head right across the street basically and swap
it
out.
They came to me a couple of years ago and said, do you mind? And I said, no, I think it's a great idea.
Yep.
I think we'll support each other.
There you go. Do we have a plant of the month?
We do.
All right, we're going to get to the plant of the month here in just a minute. I know this is going to shock some folks out there listening. Almost on time for my break this time around. Seal was even shocked about that. Hey, we're listening to the morning show this morning on KRZP 92.7, and it is time for my final break here this morning. We'll be back to wrap things up with Seal Tommy here in just a couple of moments. And we are back. The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. We've got about 3 minutes here really quickly to wrap things up with Seal and Tommy. We'll get to the plant of the month here in just a second, but not before I tell you, there is no line over there at the drive-thru at Hardee's. Stop on by over there, get yourself something delicious to eat or drink. All kinds of great food and drink available from Hardee's. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. We teased it right here before the break. We do have a plant of the month. Seal, what do you have for us here this month?
We're going to talk about Virginia bluebells.
Virginia?
Yes.
Oh, in Arkansas?
It's all right.
Okay.
It's a good little plant. This is an ephemeral.
Mm-hmm.
An ephemeral is a plant that comes up in spring, and after it's done its business, it's going to fade away and die to the ground until next spring.
Right.
It comes up because there's no leaves on the tree. The sun stimulates it to come up.
Mm-hmm.
As the leaves come in on the tree, all right, the shade is there, and it goes back to the ground.
Okay.
You do plant it in shade. This one requires a most fertile moist fertile environment.
Okay.
I take that moist a little lightly. It's not something like it will grow along a stream bed, but it doesn't have to.
You don't want to drown it, but you want to keep it at least a little damp.
Yeah, not necessarily. It'll take that condition.
Oh, okay.
Mine is in a regular garden in a fertile place under some trees.
Gotcha.
And does very well.
Good soil there.
Absolutely. All right. It foliage pokes up out of the ground. It will be purple, but it will quickly fade to green.
How big a flower are we looking at?
There's tiny flowers on the tips, and they start out pink and purple and fade to purple. And they last quite a long time. They're going to be there a couple, 3-4 weeks. Those flowers are going to last.
All right.
Plant gets to be about anywhere from, say, 12 to 18 inches tall.
Okay.
I read online they said 2.5 feet. Mine don't do that. They're more in the other bracket. It will bloom for a long time, and it'll fade to the ground. You want to put something next to it, like a stilbes, hostas.
Okay.
All right. So that you have something that will take a place, all right,
and shade
that area a little bit.
Okay.
You don't want them to overpower that area because you want room for it in the spring to come up. So cute little plant. not much you have to do with it. Hard to transplant. I've got three starts that I'm fighting right now to bring to the plant sale.
Right.
I don't know if they're going to. What's happening is it's starting to fade, and by the time the plant sale comes, it might not look like much. It might look like a dead plant
right
then, so I may not be able to
gotcha
bring them.
Yep.
It does seed a little bit, but very slowly. It's not something. I've had this plant in my yard for over 10 years.
It's not going to overrun a garden in a couple
and
of months.
And it expands nicely, mm-hmm, and it has done that nicely.
Okay.
And I've only gotten a few seedlings over the years.
Gotcha.
Okay, I've tried to do it for the plant sale before,
right,
but I need a late year to actually get it there. Right,
gotcha,
now, I'm not sure what's going to happen there.
Okay.
But it leaves a hole in the landscape, but fill it in with, mm-hmm, other nice shade plants, and you'll be delighted.
All right.
And it comes up in the spring like an old friend coming back, but it doesn't overstay their welcome.
Very cool. Very cool. Looking forward to that. We've got right at 40 seconds left. Is there anything we need to wrap up?
Yes.
Plant sale. Go ahead.
The plant sale's coming up. Obviously, that's coming,
mm-hmm,
up the 27th.
Right. Next meeting.
But also, our next meeting is June the 13th. We actually have our own little plant swap. So that's kind of a fun deal for us. But June the 13th at the Presbyterian Church. And we're going to learn. Betty Queen is going to teach you about elderberry. So that'll be a fun meeting. So anyway.
So come visit with us. Either come to the plant sale, come to the meeting, come to both. We'd love to see you.
There you
visit
go
us on Baxter County BaxterCountyMG.com.
Yes, and make sure you're there early for the plant sale. Should be a great time over there. Make sure you check out the Flora pre-show. Oh, Tommy and I are going to have some fun entertaining the crowd. So looking forward to that. Seal, Tommy, it's always great to have you two here in the studio. As for me, well, that's going to wrap things up here today. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this edition of The Morning Show. I am going to go ahead and slide on out of here. You've been listening to The Morning Show on KRZP 92.7. That will wrap it up for me. Have a great day.